Zana, l'émission métal.
Assalamu alaikum, voilà, on est en direct pour ce Zanzana live streaming metal show. Lium, on a le plaisir et le grand honneur d'avoir avec nous Mr. Mark Jensen. Mark, hi.
Hi.
Thank you very much for being part of this live metal show.
Welcome. It's nice to that you have me here, and I look forward to all the questions you have.
Yeah. We're gonna ask to all the people that are showing us to ask as a comment, to ask their question. So we are in the YouTube or in the Facebook of Zanzana. So ask your question to Mark Jensen. Mark, you're a neighbor. You're in Sicily.
Yes, I live in Sicily, in the south of Italy, since 8 years. And I love it here. It's I like hot weather, so it's like basically the same weather as you guys have in Tunisia. It's maybe 2 degrees less in general. I always check what the weather you guys have. It's usually like 2-3 degrees more than we have here. But I like warm weather. I like the sea. I like mountains. I like food. It's also good here, and the people are very nice. So. Yeah, I decided to build my house here with my girlfriend, and I'm having a good time here with my 3 dogs and 2 cats.
So, we are, there's Miriam who say hello, Mark.
Hello.
I think he's the very big fan of Epica and Mark Jensen in Tunisia, I think so. there's Bashir Ben Chaben who say bonsoir, hi. There's Shiheb who say hello, everyone. Just about Sicily, you know that Sicily one time was, you know, somehow a Tunisian island.
Yeah, Sicily was conquered by everybody in the history. I did some research on the history.
Yeah.
And everybody was here, the Normans, the Greeks, you guys.
You know that there's one of the plate, one of the food of Sicily, it's couscous.
Ah, yeah, couscous.
Couscous, it's a Sicilian, Sicilian meat, and it's somehow maybe that came from Tunisia. And I have a theory about that.
What is your theory?
Okay, so Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah.
The first one who made this one, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the Cornuto in Italy and south of Italy. Yeah, it's somehow to say okay, let's get the bad eyes go far, you know.
Yeah, and, they say that somebody is cheating on you.
Yeah, and the idea is that I think that came from the barbarian that went to Sicily and to South Italy, because in Tunisia. You have this one, you know, in some houses, you know, it's like you peppers, you know, or things like that make the bad eye go away, you know.
Ah,
so
yes,
I think it's something that comes from Tunisia.
Yeah,
this one.
I have also a funny story about this because I became an uncle like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the first time the baby saw me.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. The baby did this.
Oh.
First time the baby saw me. So it's it was very funny.
So we are waiting for Tarek Ben Sesi, who helped us to make this this interview. He will be with us. The other thing that you're in Sicily, you're trapped, maybe, somehow. With the corona and
I prefer to be trapped first of all at home, so I'm at home and I have a lot of things to do here, so I haven't been bored a single day. And now that the measures got more loose, now I'm allowed to go wherever I want on the island. So when I want to go to the sea, I can go to the sea. When I want to go to the shops, I can go to the shops. But the only thing I couldn't do was to go to the studio in the Netherlands to record my vocals for the new Epica album. So I did them here at home. That was the only thing that I had to do different. And of course, there's no shows at the moment going on. So there were some shows canceled for the summer. But yeah, that's the way it is.
I saw this on your page.
Yeah, that was right after the lockdown. I did some cycling. I was so happy that the lockdown was over that I went 3 days in a row cycling.
And you're about ecology and going to on the nature and
yeah, I'm really I love nature. And so that's also the reason why I'm living in a house in the countryside with a lot of nature around. And for me, that's very important because I don't like cities, big cities so much. I really need to be surrounded by nature. And this way I can, living in the fields, I can enjoy being surrounded by nature all the time.
Yeah. And about the Sicily, I think that I saw on one of your interviews that about the food in Sicily and the pizza. You are one. Yes. One of the, if you want to know who wants to eat Hawaiian pizza, it's Mark Jensen.
Not anymore. When I was living in the Netherlands, for some reason I didn't eat pizza for the first 25 years of my life. I never ate pizza. I don't know why. But then I started eating, and it was Pizza Hawaii. That was what got me into eating pizza. But then now that I live in Italy and I know many better pizzas than Pizza Hawaii, now I didn't eat Pizza Hawaii since 5 years already. So I don't miss it.
Okay. So I saw some of your the thing that you write on your Facebook page, you know, about the coronavirus. And you're taking it with a little bit of philosophy, I must say, on the things like this one, you know. Some of you know I have a degree of psychology. In a time where it's important to keep the faith and to stay positive, it's not a good thing that everybody keeps using the word lockdown all the time. Is it one of your way to help the people, the fans, to not break down and not to be negative?
Yeah, because I noticed there's a lot of anger and fear going around. And I must say, I also in the beginning when this virus was spreading, I also was fearful because I didn't know what it was, how contagious it was, how dangerous it was. But as soon as we knew more about the virus, I thought it's very important to also show a different perspective. To stay positive, because if you get in that vicious circle of negativity, then your immune system goes down and you are even much more sensitive to get this virus or other viruses around that can make you sick. And I also go, for example, personally, I go outside as often as I can. I don't want to be locked inside my house because I think it's important to be outside because you need to be in the open air to breathe fresh air, to also get in touch with other bacteria to keep you healthy. Because if you stay too long inside, then also your immune system goes drastically down. And also getting outside helps you keeping a positive mindset. If you are too long inside, I notice some people they start getting a little bit too fearful and that leads to them getting a bit crazy. And I hope that with some comments that I can help the people to go through these hard times. That's also why
one, you know.
Yeah. that one, yeah. Indeed, the little things what I'm writing there, the little things that makes you really happy. So stay, keep doing these little things. For example, Yesterday or 2 days ago, I went to see a friend of mine, and he's opening a pizzeria, and I went to eat there the first pizzas he was making ever. So he tried on me to eat pizza, and I must say it was delicious pizza. And I was so happy to be able to see my friend, because for the last 2 months I couldn't see him because there was this strict lockdown, and now it was possible again. And I was really happy that I could see him and spend some time with him. And then you find out how important it is to have these social contacts. And that for 2 months I saw only my dogs and my girlfriend. And at a certain point it gets a bit, you start missing your friends. That's really, really something that you find out and how important that is.
Yeah. You have a cold shower theory.
yes. It's not my own theory. That's the Wim Hof. Is a Dutch guy. He has many world records by sitting like 2 hours in the ice and the climbing the Mount Everest with his swimming pants on, only with the swimming pants. So when I started reading about this guy, that was already many years ago, then I thought, how is it possible that this guy can do things that science think a human body cannot do? And that fascinated me. So I started already many years ago, I started doing also coldness training. And then I forgot again about it for some years. But I noticed that when I did the training, I didn't have the flu. And when I stopped, I started getting the flu again every year. So then I decided to start doing it again. And ever since I started doing it again, that's now like 2.5 years ago, I again never got the flu again. So now I'm really convinced myself out of personal experience that it works. But also his theories are backed up by science nowadays. They did a lot of tests on him and they found that it not only works for him, but also people that he trained. So it's really interesting that how you can do some coldness training and make your immune system so much stronger.
Yeah, go and try it. Go and try it.
Yeah, I'm not saying the beginning. It's not fun. It's terrible when you do these cold showers, and later on I also do the ice baths, and in the beginning it's not fun, but once your body gets used to it, you start desiring it even.
Mark Jensen, the terrible thing about this coronavirus for Epica is that you are all trapped. All in your place at the time that you were supposed to be recording. And I saw this thing, you know, it's not this one. Where is it? I saw that. Okay, I didn't get it here. They are recording in Prague, in Czech Republic, with the symphony orchestra. You're not there.
Yeah. It's first of all that the recordings of that the orchestra were still right before the shit that hit the fan. So it was right before that they closed all the flights and everything. So we were very lucky that we were one of the last acts that were recorded there before this whole lockdown in Europe happened. But still, I had some shows with Mayan and around the same time, and I flew home, and then I couldn't go anywhere anymore. So I was really happy to hear that all the recordings went well with the orchestra and with the choirs. So the only thing that was remaining in the end during the lockdown were my vocals and Simone vocals. And Simone recorded her vocals in Germany, also close to where she lives. And I recorded mine here at home. So now everything is finished and we are now doing the mix. So we are now with the third mix. So we're getting the mixes from the producer and we give our comments and then he adapts the mixes. So we are now at the third mix and it's pretty much done. And we also working at the booklet. And when that one is done, then the whole album is basically done. The only thing is when we can release it, because originally we would release it at September, But due to the corona, it had a bit of delay, and also some tours maybe not going to happen at the end of the year. We're still not sure about that, but it depends on when we can tour, when the album will be released as well. So we have to see what happens the upcoming weeks.
Yeah. Tell me, what you're living now with the two last months, you know, did it influence you or influence the lyrics of the next album, of the songs?
Yeah, all the things what happened now the last 2 months, they were happening when the lyrics were already finished. So all the things that happened have no influence on the lyrics. But funny enough, there's a lot of things in the lyrics that can apply to these things what have happened. So even though the lyrics were written in a completely different time, they were like written 6-7 months ago, they are still very much connected to what happened the last 2 months. So it's a funny coincidence.
Yeah. And another question is the fact that you're living in Sicily, you know. Mm-hmm. Sicily, it's Italian. It's another kind of music, you know. Does it influence you in the way you're composing the songs of Epica, of Mayan? There's an influence of Sicily in your art.
There is an influence, not music-wise, but mainly the nature. When I cycle around here, or when I look outside to my window, I see beautiful scenery. And when I see nature, or when I'm cycling and I'm surrounded by nature, it always influenced me to write music. And so in this way, Sicily definitely has an influence on my music. And I get a lot of inspiration here. Where I'm sitting now here, that's actually it's my home studio. And I'm sitting here often to make music. And I really like it here. And maybe in the future, I there will be also some music influences from Sicilian music. You never know. But for now, it's still typically old school stuff, like what I was listening when I was a kid, that kind of music that has the main influence in the music I write still.
Yeah. All this coronavirus stuff, how did it blocked Epica in the process of recording?
Yeah, and the recording, like I said, it didn't block Epica much, because most was already recorded before.
Ah, okay.
Happened. Only the vocals had to be done, like Simone and me. But so we were actually very lucky that we were having 90% of the recordings done before it all happened. And also the choir, we were one of in the last week when the choir was recording. Then it was forbidden for people to be close, like 1.5 meters to each other. So if we had the recordings 1 week later, we could have not recorded the whole choir. So we were just lucky.
The other fact is, now the situation is going better than it was 1 month or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But the music industry now don't have, you know, a direction, don't know what's going in the next month, next weeks, next days, next months. Everything is delayed, postponed to next year. So how will you manage the business, you know, because you're a musician, you need to tour, you need to make shows, you need to be live. Record company doesn't pay for making records like they did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And the musician has to live with touring and all the tour stuff. So how are you, what's your feeling about that?
Yeah, also with that, I'm pretty lucky that I'm in a position that for like in the 20 years that I'm in music business, I always saved a lot of money, And then like 2 years ago, I all the money that I saved, I used for building this house. And so without a bank, I built the house from all the money that I had. So I have no money to pay back to any bank. So I'm not anybody's slave, so to say. And yeah, the positive thing about that is that whatever happens, I have crops growing in my garden, fruit trees, nut trees, potatoes, tomatoes, everything in my garden growing. I have an own water source. I always thought for some reason that something would happen sooner or late, and if that happens, then I'm self-sufficient. So however how long this takes, nobody has to worry about me. I'm fine. I will make him I can live here from the nature, from the crops around, and I don't need much money. I can, for a few hundred euros per month, I have enough. I don't need much in life. So of course I hope that next year we can do touring again, but even if for some reason this thing takes too long, I'm in the fortunate position that I can handle it. So we don't have to worry that Epica will get bankrupt. We can wait as long as it takes, and we will be back after.
Yeah, the fact is, it's you are going to celebrate the 10 years of Mayan, and yeah, with a show in October.
Yeah, we had to postpone this one also to 2021.
Yeah.
So this one was a very nice day, 10/10/2020, but now we moved it to October 2021. Yeah. Because the show needs months of preparation, and if we put all this preparation and in October there's this second wave coming and they don't allow any shows to happen, we would have done all for nothing, and everybody has to have flights booked to get there, and also fans from United States, they want to be at the show, for example. And they don't know if they can fly, and so there was so many uncertainties that we said, okay, let's not do any risks and just put it a year later.
So who's here? Surprise.
I think he had some dinner, some couscous.
It's Ramadan here, you know?
Yeah.
Sicily is Tunisia, maybe somehow there's some. Tell me, what's your souvenirs of Tunisia? Because I think you are very. And what's the relation between Tarek and you?
Oh, we know each other already for a very long time. We were the first international metal band that he brought to Tunisia. So yeah. We had that experience, and it was something that I never forget. There was people crying in the crowd. They were so happy of being at the concert that I also was crying myself. And people ask me in interviews all over the world, what are the few things that I remember the most in my life? And I would say this is one of these things. Because it was a unique moment, and it's like a milestone. And nobody ever takes that away from us. And we came back. And then we had also that show where there was all this rain that the show couldn't have. So we have already quite some books to write about the Tunisia experience.
Do you still remember the first concert, Mark?
Yes. Yeah, of course, because that was when the people were crying, and we had police coming in our dressing room with dogs three times to see if we had drink and drugs. Yeah, I remember even much more, but some things that Tarek said that I cannot say. Nowadays I can say, but back in the days when there was still the strict regime in Tunisia, we couldn't speak about certain things.
You know, we played together at least 10 times, including Mayan shows, you know?
Yeah, yeah, also in the Baltics.
The Baltics and Netherlands, Belgium.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we played already quite a lot together.
So the fans are here. Alors, Hajoura Bahri says, do you think coming to Tunisia for a concert in the future?
I think so. First of all, Corona shit has to go away, and then we will do a lot of concerts again.
The only thing that you have to do is to take a little boat, you know, like the one, and take the riverside, the usual one, you know, not from Tunisia to Sicily, but the other one, you know.
Yeah, and we play with backing tracks.
Yeah, just me with the boat going like this.
Yeah. Khalo Fazena says, Fazeni said, this is cool. And what there's? There's Tarek El Khamsa. Are you thinking about doing live concerts on Facebook or YouTube?
Yeah, with Epica, we are living very far from each other. So we have like three guys living in Netherlands, one guy in Belgium, Simone lives in Germany, me in Italy. So we at this point, we cannot come together to do even an internet show. We have to wait till we can travel again, and then we can make plans.
Mark, there's technology now. I don't know if you saw the hardwired thing about Metallica. I think it was a live concert, and everyone of the four members of Metallica were on a different side of America, or maybe in the world. You know, I think I don't know if Rob lives in France or the States. Maybe there's a way with technology to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, there are probably some ways, but then we don't know the Sicilian internet connection yet.
I thought that Sicily was somehow Tunisia.
Yeah, in a way, when I was in Tunisia, I said also to Tarak, it reminds me a lot of Sicily. Many things we have in common. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Mariam, good. Stay safe, Mark, and give you lots of hearts. Shihab, we miss Epica in Tunisia too, and why not Maya next time here in Tunisia? I don't forget the last concert in Bizerte under rain, and we saw you on stage after a few months, as you promised us. Yeah. It was like a dream, by the way. I adore Attack on Titan cover, such an amazing masterpiece.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, and Mayan, we are discussing it already for a while, and this Corona thing also, of course, has made this at this moment impossible. But I'm sure in the future we will do that, because always when Tarak mentions something, sooner or later it will happen.
Yeah, Tarak is here. Tarak, Mayan, Tunisia.
Inshallah. Inshallah. It means maybe. Yeah, after Corona, we will try to arrange something.
Yeah, first we have to wait till all this Corona stuff is over, and then.
And he has a lot of projects also, so timing is very important.
Yeah. Yes.
Matthew,
there's still a lot of Mayan merchandise in Tunisia. We have to sell it.
Yes.
Just a
I
question.
Don't have it in my house, so.
You have it in your house?
Yeah.
Good.
you should have put a link here, you know, to send it to sell them in by internet, you know, the merchandise while we're doing on live, you know.
Yeah. Everybody knows now when you want Mayan merchandise, go to Tarak.
Yeah, well, that's it. tell me, Mayan is another style than Epica. Maybe for you it's a way to be more hard, you know, more harsh, more more violent in your music, that the thing that you do with Epica. But how you do to be angry when you live in Sicily with all of the sun and the nature and
Yeah, it's more difficult, but I must say the people, they drive like crazy here. So when I'm on my bike, then every ride I get killed one or two times almost. And then when I'm back, I'm ready to write the new lyrics about and sing aggressive music.
There's someone who
are very kind people, but when they drive a car, they are completely out of their mind.
yeah, it's something. Look who say hi, hey guys, Mahdi.
Hey, Mahdi.
Mahdi is at Montreal, I think. It's in Canada, Tarqa. It's not in Tunisia.
Yeah, it's in Canada.
Yes, he's in Montreal. He's in Montreal right now. Yes. His wife is pregnant.
And now he's locked in lockdown in Canada.
Yes, he's locked.
Yes.
Okay. Dero De Bruin says enjoying the show. Thank you, Dero. And whoever there's Jura says I love Mayan band. So you get fans of Mayan in Tunisia. So
yeah. For some reason, we have already quite some following in Tunisia because Mayan band is in some countries we are still a very small band.
Yeah.
Because my main band, we have not much time to promote Mayan. But I always find it very warming that many people in Tunisia, they ask me about Mayan. So in Tunisia, Mayan is quite an okay doing band, yeah.
I don't know if I really understand very good something you said in an interview, but there are some Arabic influences in your next epica music.
Yeah.
How is it? Tell us.
It's still a surprise, of course. But there are two songs that are with a lot of Arabian scales.
Yeah. And
so in one of the songs we have a guest.
Yeah. And okay. Don't reveal everything, but what's the origin of this?
What's the origin?
What's the origin of the idea? How did it came? Your influence? How could you be influenced by Arabic music?
I don't know why, but since I'm a kid, I love the Arabian music, the Arabian scale. Like I said before, when I hear Arabian music. Not of course this cheesy music from the mainstream radio, but the really true music, the Oriental music from the past, and that I like a lot. And I don't know, it resonates with me. And whenever I'm writing music, there comes always this music comes up, and I just go with the flow. So whatever I feel, I do, and I never think too much about it. So I don't know how that comes. It's just I feel like connection to it.
There's Madeline Koch who say hi guys.
Hi. I know that girl.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And Mariam that has a question about Mayan. Why are you calling the other band Mayan? Whose ID was that? Why did you call this band Arabian and not Mayan?
Now Mayan, I call it Mayan because I love also the Mayan culture.
Yeah.
I read many books about the Mayan culture, and I always was fascinated also how come that this ancient culture had already so much wisdom, also about the constellations, about planets they were not able to see with their eyes, and they knew all about that. And then I always fascinated by how did they know? How did they have this knowledge about many things that normally you would expect them not to be able to know? So they must have had some different kind of access to wisdom that we have lost in a way. And I think it's great that nowadays I feel that people are going back on the track of being more open-minded, more receptive to this ancient culture. And I think that's a very good development because I think we can learn a lot from the past. It's not a linear development towards the future, but I think it goes more like in circles. We learn a lot, and then for some reason we forget it again, and then we learn it again. And it's fascinating how life works.
Okay, and the other question is, and why this mixture of letters three in capital letters and the others in lowercase.
Yeah, that's just because it looked cooler. Because when you write Mayan with only one capital, it looks a bit, this way it looks really, really much more metal.
Okay, and Jeb told you, Mayan have lots of fun here, and I love Mayan music with Laura Macri.
Ah, I love Laura Macri too.
She's sleeping now.
What?
She's sleeping now.
Yeah, she's sleeping already.
Tell me, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guitar.
That's my new guitar.
So, the question, first thing, you're not the guitarist that shows a lot his guitar in this in his Facebook.
Yeah, that's right.
Why?
Yeah, well, my guitars, they are all in the Netherlands. I have just here two guitars to do my practicing and the recordings what I do for demo. But so I simply cannot often show my guitars because they are all in the Netherlands. When we go on tour, then I see them. But and the two guitars that I have here are not my favorites. My favorites are the one that you just showed, and my green one and my blue one, and they are all in the Netherlands.
What make a guitar your favorite one? Why the blue one and the green one are favorites?
Yeah, these three guitars, the red one, blue one, and green one, they are custom made for me by the Ibanez shop in Los Angeles, and they made them exactly like for my wishes. So I could tell them exactly what I wanted, and they built them like that for me. So every other guitar that I try, it doesn't feel the same as my three favorites.
And what is the what make the difference?
Yeah, the wood, first of all, there's a very good quality wood, and the quality also of the fretboards, everything is better. Because I have here the guitars that I have here that are standard models, and even though they are pretty good, but the quality is just way less than my than these three. Yeah.
And your seven strings chords guitar.
Yes.
Seven strings, not six.
Yeah, that's also a funny story. When I was like 17 years old, I went to a guitar shop. And I fell in love with a guitar that was hanging at the wall. And for some reason, I felt also attracted by it. And it's like I said about why you ask why you write music a little bit Arabian style. I don't know. I just resonate with it. And with this guitar, I felt like a connection too right away. And I thought I have to buy it. And then I thought something is wrong. And I thought, hey, shit, there's seven strings. But still I want to buy it because I feel that, like, this guitar is mine, and I bought it and I just started practicing on the seventh string, and from there on I never left my seven strings aside anymore. So it was just a feeling. I had no reason to do it. I just did it, and at that time when I bought it, there was almost no seven strings yet. It was one of the first ones, and nowadays there's so many people playing seven strings, but at that time, I was one of the first.
So it was destiny.
It was destiny, yeah.
Yeah, because you bite it and you didn't know.
Yeah,
it was seven.
I just felt it was my guitar, and I had to go with it. And that's my whole life. When something feels good, I do it, and then later on, I start thinking about how to do it.
And how you choose the effects? How you choose the thing that, okay, there's the feeling of the guitar, but there's the sound. What is the Mark Jensen sound?
Yeah, I tried many different amps in the past. I started with Line 6, that's a digital amp. And even though that was pretty easy, but they on tour, they often broke down. Then I went to Mesa Boogie, which I played for a long time, Mesa Boogie. And the last 6-7 years, I switched to Bogner amps. And Bogner amps, you don't need any other pedals. the whole sound is in the amp itself. I'm not the solo guitar player, so I just need a heavy sound and a clean sound, and that's all I need. And the heavy sound needs to be as heavy as possible, and the clean sound need to be as beautiful as possible, and yeah. That's all I need.
Yeah, you're not the kind of guitarist that needs to have 50 pedals, on the ground to have a different sound and different delay and different frangel and different chorus and different sounds,
I get crazy. Effects. I get crazy by these things, because when one cable is broken, you have to figure out during a concert where's the problem. For me, it has to be as easy as possible. Yeah. When I'm on stage, I don't want to be worried about any broken cables. I just want to have fun. And once there's a problem, I don't like it at all. I'm easily stressed. And when there's a problem, I get totally out of my element. And nowadays I have a great setup and I just can enjoy. And even if there's a problem, the guitar tech fixes it. So I don't need to be worried at all anymore.
Yeah. What do you think about these guitarists, that have lots of, guitarists like, once there was, Steve Lukather of Toto, or guitarists of Dream Theater, or guitarists like this, that...
John Petrucci, is an amazing guitar player. And that he has a lot of effects, so that's fine. This guy is one of the best guitar players that I've listened to in my life. Steve Vai also is one of my favorites. And also who's not that skilled but has a great tone is Slash. He's not the best guitar player around, but still he's one of my favorites. I'm also myself not one of the best technically guitar players.
Of course. And what do you think about Tarek? Tarek Ben Sissi.
He's a good one, and he writes also very good riffs. He has a good sense of riff. He's a riff master.
Thank you.
Why? Wa. Tarek, what do you think of Mark?
Oh, I love Mayan album and Epica, of course. But you missed one band, Karim. He has a new project named Universal Mind Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you with it now?
You have the Universal Mind Project. That's the guy from Mexico. I sang some songs on his album, and I have my own project, United Metal Minds, we wrote basically all the songs, but every time I think like maybe there can be one song better, and then we throw another song out. And so I think the songwriting is going to be finished the upcoming month. And then going to be the singers on it. And that's the final stage. And then we have to record it. So that's the last thing that's going to be recorded in also with Joost, the same producer as Mayan and Epica, because I love working with this guy. He's I tell him one word and he knows exactly what I mean. And I never worked with a better producer than him, so he's gonna do also the United Metal Minds production.
Yes, I was talking about United Metal Minds.
I thought so. That's why. Yeah. But it's the two names are pretty close, so it's sometimes confusing. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what are the comments on live. Shihab, where you shoot War on Terror clip, guys? It's an amazing clip and a good place too.
Yeah, the funny thing is it looks really like it's shot somewhere in the Middle East, but it was done in the Netherlands.
Netherlands?
Yeah, in the Netherlands. There was some place where they did some digging with big machines, and then we thought, hey, that's cool to shoot the video there.
Yeah. Madekor say the guitar tech with beers, and she say now bands use 8 strings, always louder.
Yes. I stick with the 7 string. For me, it's the 7. I don't need the 8 strings. I felt always like the 7 was for me, and it still is.
Yeah. Another Tarek here. It's Tarek Al-Khamsa. What do you advise to the future Tunisian metal group to shine internationally, like Carthagots? What the secrets besides working a lot?
Yeah, it's not only that they work a lot, they also have a lot of patience. And I know from their stories how difficult it sometimes is. You have a lot of setbacks. Sometimes the planes, they don't fly, or there's some issue with the papers to get in certain countries. So you need, first of all, a lot of patience and not giving up. And I think most people in Tarek, his shoes, would have given up already many, many years ago, but he's still doing it. So I have a lot of admiration for that, because I know how difficult it is, with all the difficulties that you have to face during all this time. So we, yeah. For example, with Epica, we have it much more easier, because we come from the Netherlands. It opens many doors. We also, of course, have sometimes some difficulties in certain countries where we have a hard time, like the United States, always difficult to get this visa and everything. But in many other countries, when they know you're from the Netherlands, oh, that's okay, then you can come. So for us, it's pretty easy in general.
Okay, Sheb Arousi, where can I buy my T-shirts? Go see Tarek.
Yes, go see Tarek.
Here is it.
Yeah, Tarek has them.
Okay, other question, Mohamed Noor. Are you planning a solo career in the future?
No, because everything what I love doing, it's either with Epica, otherwise it's with Mayan, otherwise it's with United Metal Minds. And even when sometimes I like to write some more soft music, my girlfriend, she has a solo career, then I write music for her. So every music that I like to write, it's already I can use for one of these projects. And if I ever feel like doing something else, I will make it fit somewhere. But I don't think it's going to be some kind of solo album, because I love working. I love the cooperation with other people. I don't like doing it all by myself.
Okay, Tarek.
Hmm.
Ask him a question.
No, I'm just here to listen. you were talking about pizza.
Yeah,
remember the discussion about pizza in the Baltic tour?
Yeah. That was a different kind of pizza.
Was there a Hawaiian pizza with pineapples?
Yeah, there were no
pizza. No.
<don't know.
laughs> Okay, Mohamed Noor, another question. Tell you, do you play another kind of music, maybe jazz? Are you all metal, or do you play other type?
I play only metal, in general. But I listen to different kinds of music. I listen also to rock music, to music from the 80s that I liked when I was a kid. I like also to listen to classical music or film music. But jazz, I'd never listen to jazz. It's not really my type of my cup of tea. But when I'm in a club and there's jazz on the background, it's okay. But when it's this experimental jazz where the people play in these weird scales with everything that barely fits together, that gives me some headache.
Yeah, and when you take your guitar and you play, what kind of things do you play?
That's always metal.
Always metal.
That's always metal. Yeah, when I play guitar, it's always metal, because I just play guitar to write music for Epica or Mayan. I'm not a typical guitarist who is playing in his free time for fun guitar. I only play guitar when I feel inspired to write music for Epica or Mayan. And because in my free time, I ride my bike, I work in the garden, I go to the sea, I spend time with my dogs.
Yeah.
24 hours in a day, and I barely know how to fit in all the things that I love in these few hours.
Shall we say that your guitar is a work instrument?
Yeah, it's a bass. For me, it's like a work instrument. It's I'm not a typical guitar player, like I said, who plays 5 hours, 6 hours a day, also when there's no shows. For tours, I start practicing all the songs that we're gonna play, and for now we are now in all the concerts are canceled, so I didn't touch my guitar already since 2 or 3 months, not a single time.
No, but there's a man who can say, "Ooh, stay metal, Mark. Don't be jazz, you know."
No, don't worry. I metal is in my blood. I always love it. I always said also when I was 15, I said to people that I didn't understand people who were growing up and not listening to metal anymore. I said, I cannot imagine that when I'm 40 or 50 that I don't like it anymore. And people said, yeah, but you changed this and that. I said, I cannot believe it because this is what I like now. And I don't believe when I'm 40 that I don't like it anymore. And see, here I am, 40 years old, 41 already, and I still like it. I love it.
Yeah,
I never changed.
Madeleine, yep, we need the new Mayans album too for 2021.
And yeah, but first
Madeleine came after this. Many will say there's a new album of Mayan band coming soon.
Yeah, first I want to finish the United Metal Minds. And then probably indeed it's Mayan. I'm also working on some music for the new Laura album, and at a certain point, we're also working on some new project with Epica that also involves some new songwriting. Pretty many stuff coming up.
But tell me, you have Mayan and different experience, different bands. But all are metal. But do you experiment some different styles of metals? You know, there's a lot. But okay, there's you make maybe Epica. It's very high level of music because it's like symphonic music. You know, but it's symphonic metal. You know, but you need some rough, some punk stuff too, maybe.
Yeah, punk is not really my cup of tea. So that's the one style you wouldn't easily hear in my music. But death metal, black metal.
Metalcore. We will see Mark Jensen creating a metalcore band.
Yeah, also metalcore, that's not... I like some metalcore bands, but myself to write music in that style, no. So it's more like my roots are from death metal, black metal, symphonic metal. These are my favorite styles, and that's the styles I feel most comfortable in writing music.
I don't know if Epica did a live concert with the symphonic orchestra.
Yeah, we did some live concerts.
Oh, you did, huh?
Okay. Yeah. One concert when we were 10 years anniversary, and another concert some years earlier in Hungary, which we recorded for the live album.
Okay.
Classical. So,
you're working now with the Symphonic Orchestra of Czech Republic.
Yeah.
In Praga. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know. I have nothing to. I don't have any idea of what you're cooking, you know, for the next Epica album. But it smells very good, you know.
Yeah, this new album. It's always a challenge to get the best out of yourself again, and especially after so many years. There's quite some bands they have the tendency like slowing down or getting less inspired or just making an album because they have to make an album. And that's always what I said. I would never want to work like that. For me, it's full dedication, 100% or nothing. If I would feel like no desire to make a new album, I would just simply make none whatsoever. So for me, it's everything or nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious how the new album is going to be received. Because I think it's we did a good job.
Thank you very much, Mark. 1 hour of interview with us. Time was passing by very, very quickly. Yeah.
Time is always flying when it's a fun interview. So I'm always surprised already 1 hour, and I look in the time. Wow, yeah, 1 hour already.
Yeah, 1 hour already. So thank God that you crossed the coronavirus safely. First thing.
Yeah. I think here in Sicily, it's basically finished, the virus, because we have only like 6 new cases a day on 5 million people. So I feel like I'm in one of the safest places in the world now, because it's an island. There's nobody coming in and out, and there's no new cases, basically. So also when I go outside, I feel safe. And of course, I take my precautions. I don't do crazy things, but I feel okay, and it's almost like how it was before. So, yeah, I start feeling alive again.
Yeah. I hope this, how is it, nightmare is going to finish. So I don't imagine, I can't imagine life without concerts.
Me neither, but I have all options open, because I couldn't imagine something like this happening, but it happened, and now I'm ready for everything, even that something even much more crazy will happen. Everything is possible, but I hope, of course, the concerts come back rather sooner than later, and eventually they will come back. I think that's for sure, but maybe it first will get more crazy before everything will be in a new good state.
There's something you wrote a few days ago. I hear my friends often saying with the best intentions, hopefully everything is back to normal soon again. To be honest, I don't think so, and I even hope it won't be. It would mean that everything continues being the way it was before. I think there's a lot of chaos coming our way, a perfect storm. This will change everything. It's a bit scary, yes, also for me, but at the same time, I feel like, okay, it's the only way to get out of the impasse. This is the opportunity to invent.
Yeah. This is what I think, because we were on a self-destructive path. We were destroying literally the planet. And that was clear to everybody that it couldn't go on like that. Just that nobody everybody was kicking the can further. So like, okay, the next government has to deal with this. And then the next one says, okay, the next one has to do it. But that couldn't go on forever. So, and every year that passed by, the things got worse. So I hope that this will make this change, that we finally start living in harmony with the nature and the world around us. That's what I wanted to say. And I think this is the one opportunity to make that happen. Because if it's not going to happen, it will probably never going to happen anymore.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Miriam tells you, thank you, Mark, also.
Thank you, Miriam.
Okay, but please, she has asked maybe 5 or 6 times this question as comments. What the story of Full of Damnation? Why you choose Epica name and what that mean? Tell us, Mark, who write lyrics for Epica?
We write together lyrics, Simona and me, and the Full of Damnation one I wrote, and in the past I wrote some religious based lyrics, because my belief is that I respect every religion, but I also want to be respected for my views. So when somebody says this is the only truth and everything is wrong, I say, okay, I'm out of here. I cannot discuss with such person.
Yeah, it's the same for us, you know, even between Muslims. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not a religious person myself. I believe in that the whole universe was created. Like you can call it God, or you can call it the all conscious, the all everlasting consciousness, whatever it is. I think it's not a funny coincidence that we live, but it is creation. But I don't believe that there's one truth, one book that tells all the truth, and all the rest is nonsense. That stuff I don't believe. I think in every religion you can find some things that is useful in your life that can help you being a better person. But there's always other people that misuse these things to create a kind of power block and to make other people their slaves. And that's what you see happen in many religions, that you have like people who are the boss and the other people have to do what they say. And that's, I think, completely not how it's meant to be. I think that people are meant to be free and just having to use the religion as their way of life, but nobody being the boss of them to tell them this is wrong or this is right. Many lines can be interpreted anyway in many different ways. So when somebody says this is exactly the way it is, there's always open, there's always discussion possible, and nobody knows exactly how it is. If somebody would know everything the way it is, I think that person still has to be born. And if that ever happens, then it will be the new savior. But so far, I didn't see that person yet.
Thank you very much, Mark. That's wise speaking, you know. Big kiss for Laura and Sita.
Sita is my dog.
And I hope we see more from you. Mark, stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mark. And thank you very much for passing all this time and with us. And I hope to see you in Tunisia. From Tunisia, from Tunis to Palermo, it's not very far. It's half an hour by plane, Taraka.
Yeah, I did it once already.
But there is no direct flight, so we need to go to Rome and from Rome to Tunis.
Yeah, Tunis.
There were direct flights, but there's not on every day these flights direct.
Yeah. It's just,
okay. Yes.
And now they are not there at all anyway. This period.
Take a boat. All right.
Or swim.
Or swim. Yeah. There's a Tunisian who made, Clibia to one of the Italy island with the windsurf, you know?
Oh. Yeah. I can't windsurf. I would like to know it, but I don't have the skills yet.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Mark. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Merci, Tarek. Thank you, Tarek, for make this interview happen. Thank you very much, and
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's finish it with this one.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.